Hello, this is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, and your new Trends Journal's coming out soon, and here's the cover. Top Trends 2024 Trifecta, golden year for gold. That's right, it's up over $100 an ounce since we had forecast that. World War III, oh yeah, it's hot and getting hotter. Oh, an EV, go F you. That's right. Sales are way down from China to the USA. We said why. We had forecast this years ago. Oh, and now it's coming out. There's big battery problems. Yeah. Again, the battery was invented in 1800. Got it? So, you got to come up with something better. But of course, for something like that to happen, you have to put money into research and development. But that's not the American way. The American way is war. Again, don't believe me. How about Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, 2-term president. The military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. So rather than spending a fucking $1 trillion every year for the military-industrial complex, how about if we put that money into research and development? Oh, you worried about climate change? Yeah, we can have everything we want, but that's not the way of the world, neither in America or most of the world. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. U.S. boosts global role as arms exporter. Isn't that nice? How, arms exporter? Who the fuck are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Things to kill people with. Bombs. Missiles. Guns. Arms. And shove my arm up your ass. Oh, by the way, I'm hated for speaking about peace. Matter of fact, I'm threatened to be killed for speaking about peace. Oh, I only launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. I was doing InfoWars on Monday. And I read, peace times are over. EU states PM. Europe's peaceful era has ended, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has said. The times for peace are over. The post-war era is over. We are living in new times, the pre-war era. And I said, who the hell is this guy to say this shit? Who the hell is he to say it? They keep ramping it up. This guy Stoltenberg, who's the NATO general, secretary general. He said last month that the U.S.-led alliance should brace for, quote, a confrontation that could last for decades. These fuck faces are taking us to war. And the same, I can't call him a prick, this Stoltenberg, a little arrogant fuck of nothing, he rejects the Pope's white flag for Ukraine to appeal for peace. Quote, it's not the time to talk about surrender to Ukrainians. By the Ukrainians. That will be a tragedy for the Ukrainians. It will also be dangerous for all of us. Who the fuck are you talking about, all of us? This has been going on between Russia and Ukraine for what, how many hundreds of years? Who are you bullshitting? So anyway, I got this hate mail. You keep talking shit about Polish, I'm going to skin you and wear your face, faggot, tyranny, Italian, T-girl fucked by black guys. Shut the fuck up, faggot. I will kill you. In all capital letters. He says he's going to shove his Polish dick up my Italian T-girl penis hole. And he goes on, he's going to skin me alive. That's the talking out about peace. And all the hate mail that I get from people saying I'm an anti-Semite and anti-Jewish. Because I hate the slaughter in front of everybody's eyes for all to see, the Palestinians. That's how this world is devolving. So yeah, we came out with a new trends journal today. Again, history before it happens, you can see it. Golden year for gold. World War III. EV, go F you. These are just parts of what the new trends are. Oh, we forecast the Middle East meltdown, one after another. So we're giving you everything we can. But united we stand, divided we die. So we need your support. So please do what you can to support us, whether it's Occupy Peace or subscribing to the Trends Journal for the grand total $2.56 a week. A shitty cup of coffee, no place. You know, going back to the markets. Yeah, the markets went up today. Gold went down. The bet's still on the street that they're going to be lowering interest rates. And we're saying they're going to, definitely going to. They're going to lower them in Canada. They're going to lower them in Europe. They're going to lower them in the U.S. in the months to come. They're going to boost up the economy. The economy is going down. The inflation data came in. We're in dragflation. When you look at the real inflation data, it's double from what they're saying. You go to John Williams' shadow stats and you can see the facts. Oh, the housing prices in America, they're around $400,000. No, we're not going to include that. Oh, your steak prices. No, the people are eating differently. We're changing it. So when you're looking at, we're in dragflation. You have a recession in the UK. You have a recession in Germany. The third largest economy in the world, the largest in Europe. This is dragflation, not stagflation. It's not stagnant. The economy is going to go down and inflation keeps going up. They say the numbers come. Yeah, the prices of houses haven't gone down. They've gone up. The house prices of cars haven't gone down. They've gone up. The prices of insurance haven't gone down. They've gone up. So this is serious. And no one's talking about the banks go bust crisis. They're mentioning it in little pieces and here and there. So this is very serious. So in your trends journal this week, we have, of course, the economic update, layoffs on the rise. This is our 75th week. 75th week of putting all the layoffs going on. Oh, and you know what the news came out today? IBM is going to be firing more people in the coming months. And you know why? AI, we own you. And these numbers that are inflated stock prices. Because when you look at all the people, it's like 204 high-tech firms fired people since the beginning of this year. So when you're looking at the numbers, they're inflated. They're not real because they're firing people. So the stock prices are going up because they're making more money because they got less people. So it's very important to watch. We are on a crisis edge over here. The U.S. trade deficit went up. Yeah, more than expected. No kidding. And then trends on the global economic front, when the economy fails, jobs go with it. all our going out of business trends. And by the way, the richest countries in the world are hitting high debt levels. It's at now, you ready? $56 trillion. How could anybody in any business, in any life, keep on going while being deep in debt? You can't. Or it should be proper. I should speak English. You can't. So oil prices are going down, but we don't see them going down for long, because just as I went on the air, it was announced that Israel's bombs away more over Syria and more bombs away over Lebanon. And they're increasing their attacks against Iran, blowing up gas pipelines and electric plants. So if Iran gets involved in this, we're going to see oil prices spike to over $130 a barrel. And that's going to crash the global economy and the equity markets. And I'm a little sad because not only what's happening, but what's happening to me and this guy calling up and cursing and yelling and screaming, and how people hate peace and how you're banned for peace on the media. Again, that little shithead Stoltenberg rejects Pope's white flag for peace. And again, your Trends Journal, you know, you got crazy people running the show. And this is from Middle East Monitor that we reported on, that a rabbi says, according to Jewish law, all Gaza residents must be killed. He described it as a religious war, the basic law in a religious war. And in this case, Gaza, is that you shall not, this is a quote, you shall not leave alive anything that breathes. And if you do not kill them, they will kill you. Today's saboteurs are the children in previous military operations whom you kept alive, and the women are the ones who produced them. So he said, it's either you kill them, no soul can live on that, on the basis of if someone comes to kill you, rise up and kill them first. This applies not only to 14 to 16-year-old boys or 20 to 30-year-old men who point guns at you, but also to future generations. This applies to those who produce, meaning women, the future generation as well, because in reality, there is no difference. So saying to kill everybody. So, of course, I'm heartbroken. And I'm heartbroken that the media does not allow anyone on that speaks about peace. And again, I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Fox, Fox and Friends. Matter of fact, I'm on Redacted. You got to see this. It's a great one with Clayton Morris. And Clayton Morris, I knew him from when he used to be on Fox and Friends. And it's a very important video that you want to see. And again, we have the trends on the global economic front, what's going on in Canada, German factory orders down again. And again, this is the third largest economy in the world. And factory orders count, not consumer spending. Again, a whole update on the Israel war. Again, top Israeli rabbi calls on slaughter for every Palestinian. Biden to Bibi to Biden, you are wrong. We're going into Rafah. It's gone on and on. And they got featured guest articles, one you're not going to want to miss, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Big Pharma and its shills are having to adjust their COVID fiction to the facts. And again, we were the first to come out against the COVID war, saying it was all bullshit. And you cover your magazine on January 28th, 2020, right after China launched the COVID war on the Chinese Lunar New Year in January. We said coronavirus, 106 dead in China, 1.4 billion still alive. What is this, a new black plague? What are you telling me this shit for? By the way, 99.97% of the people survived the COVID war when you look at the data. Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran, and nobody does him like Duran. He's the man in Technocracy. This is one of his books. You get it on Amazon, Be Human. We're giving you all the information you need because we are in that AI world. It's a whole new world out there. Again, they're firing people one after another. Reuters came out. They're investing heavily in AI. Yeah. So reporting is over. We're giving it to you. Nobody gives it to you like we do. It's all gone. And you go to trendsjournal.com, subscribe. And by the way, also subscribe to this channel because they're doing everything they can to shadow ban me. And again, the hate mail that I'm getting for speaking out against peace, I guess pretty soon, you know, they're going to want to put me on a cross. I mean, that's what happened to the Prince of Peace, right? Throws the money changers out of the temple. Oh, by the way, the people that don't like my language, the Prince of Peace became violent, made a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. You had a Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob. You had a J.P. Morgan Chase club, you know, one after another. I got the magazine here somewhere. Where is it? Yep. So there it is, you know. So moving on. The great election fraud, manufactured choices to make a mockery of our republic. This is by John and Nisha Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. And I agree with them 100%. It's a fucking crime syndicate. We got two choices our whole lives. So how many hundreds of years? When you talk about bringing freedom and democracy to other countries, look at all the fucking money they spent for that clown, Nikki Haley. What, about $60, $80, $100 million to lose, to go nowhere when you know she was going nowhere fast? How about these billionaires putting in money for peace? You know, I like a lot of things that Elon Musk does. And I saw one of his shirts, he said, it says Occupy Mars. I said, how about Occupy Wall Street? Well, Occupy Peace. Because that's what we need to do. We have to occupy peace because World War III has begun. Again, trends in cryptos. And we got trends in geopolitics. Here, Poland's PM. The time for peace is over. Bullshit Biden uses State of the Union speech to urge more war in Ukraine. And you know what they just reported today? They sent another $400 million in weaponry to Ukraine. They went around Congress. As our country's rotting in front of us, as homeless are all over the place, as migrants are flooding into the country, America keeps going to war as the nation keeps going to shit. And that's where we are. And what else do we have in your Trends Journal? Trends in technocracy, I said, trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. Oh, trends in high-tech science by Ben Davis and trends in AI. A whole section in this AI. It's a whole new world. Again, I forecast the dot-com bust. This is very different. This is for real. The companies are investing countless billions, if not trillions of dollars into AI. It's the future, unfortunately. So know everything you can about it. Get on top of it. Don't fight it. Learn it. Understand it. Doesn't have to mean you live it, but know it. I tell every, trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age and die. AI has only been like, quote, officially born a year ago. I remember when the internet revolution began back in the early 90s, when you could be doing what we're doing now. And when they showed a movie or a clip, it would be. So trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age and die. Stay on with this AI, learn everything you can about it, but don't live it and don't love it. So tune in tomorrow. You'll see me with the judge, Salenti and the judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, talking about what in the world is going on, what to do, and also your Trends Journal. What's next? Thank you.